Rolling Maseches Brachas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, 4:1. Now we begin the topic for the next two prakim of prayer, tefillah. When the Mishnah says tefillah, it dafka means Shmona Esrei, the Amida, the standing prayer, which we call Shmona Esrei, which means 18, because once upon a time the weekday Amida, tefillah, standing prayer, had 18 brachas. Today, of course, the weekday one has 19 brachas. One was added against early Christians, the Malshinim. So the tefillah is always structured the same. There's three brachas at the beginning that are always the same. Those are prayers of praise, Berachas HaShevach, and then you have at the end part, another three of Hodah, of thanks, and then the middle, during the week, there's the 13 Bakashot, 13 requests, and on the Shabbos and other times, there are other things, sort of one or more middle blessings. Now, as far as prayer goes, according to most Rishonim and Poskim, to pray is a mitzvah to Rabbanim. These three prayer services that we'll talk about, Shacharis, Mincha, and Marav, the morning, afternoon, and evening prayers, are certainly Midur Rabbanan. The Rambam famously holds that to pray is a mitzvah Doraisa. As the Pasuk says, Ula'avdo b'chol levavachem, you will serve him with all of your heart. And that service, the Rambam understands, is Avodah Shebelev, service of the heart, which is prayer. So the Rambam holds as a mitzvah Doraisa to pray. And that would apply to both men and women every day. But that isn't the three prayers we're talking about here. That's to pray in general, to everyday requests of Hashem things. But everyone agrees that the three prayers of the day are rabbinic in nature. There is a Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf Vav, which discusses the origin of these three prayers. And according to one Shita, says that the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, were the first to pray these prayers, each one respectively, Avraham prayed Shacharis, Yitzchak prayed Mincha, and Yaakov prayed Marv. But everyone agrees that even if that is the case, that those prayers of the Avos weren't binding upon us, the nature of these three prayers a day being binding is from the time of Anshei Knesset HaGadola, the men of the Great Assembly, at the beginning of the Second Temple by Sheni period. The reason that these three prayers are instituted as they are is to parallel the communal offerings, the daily offerings that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash every day began with a Tamid Shel Shachar, a burnt offering that was brought in the morning, and again a Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, and a second one in the afternoon. And the din was that the very first thing to be brought every day of the Zvachim, of the animals on the Mizbeach, was the Tamid Shel Shachar, the morning offering, communal offering. And the last thing on every day, normally, outside of Pesach, Erev Pesach, was the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim. So the Shacharis prayer is going to parallel the morning Tamid Shel Shachar, and the afternoon Mincha prayer will parallel the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, the afternoon offering, daily offering. And then the evening prayer will parallel the burning of the fats and limbs of that afternoon offering, which was done in the nighttime after sundown. Now, since it's obligatory to bring a Tamid, a daily offering, both morning and evening, that's obligatory. So the prayers of Shacharis and Mincha are obligatory. The evening prayer, Mariv, so originally was disputed if whether it was a Rishus or a Chova. It was optional, let's call it, Rishus, or a Chova, firmly obligatory. The truth is that the din is, it was originally intended to be just Rishus, just optional, because not burning the fats and limbs is actually not ma'akev, it's not essential to the kashrus, to the validity of the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim. That's the Rif, etc. rules, but the Rambam already writes that since time immemorial, Jews have been praying Shacharis, Mincha, and Marav, and therefore Marav is also obligatory, at least from the power of a minhag. So now there's no doubt about it, Jews are to pray three times a day, Shacharis, Mincha, and Marav. But the Marav prayer being that it's not the same level of obligation, for example, you see that there is no Chazar Sashatz, they don't do repetition in Marav, like they do in Shacharis and Mincha, because of Marav being less, a lower level of obligation. The Mishnah will discuss the timing of these three prayers, and the timing is going to parallel the times at which those Korbanos, the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim, were offered in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, Tfilas HaShachar, the morning prayer, ad chatzos. The time limit is until chatzos. Chatzos means midday. Chatzos means the middle. It could be midday or midnight. But this Chatzos, of course, is midday because we're talking about the morning offering. So the way to think about it is that the day is divided into 12 equal segments. Let's, for argument's sake, from sunrise to sunset. And so if, for argument's sake, today would be a day in which there's 12 hours on our watch, 720 minutes, which is 12 hours. So then each halachic hour is 1/12 of that, meaning 60 minutes. But of course, if it would be in the winter time, and for argument's sake, say that the daylight was much shorter. So for argument, let's pretend it was even 120 minutes of sunlight in the day, because we're far, far north. Each halachic hour would be 10 minutes long. Whereas if we were, let's say, in the summertime, the days are very long. Let's, for argument's sake, say there were 1,200 minutes of daylight in the day. So then each halachic hour would be 100 minutes long, a 12th of 1,200. Okay, so it's variable. These are called sha'os zmanios, relative hours, relative to the amount of length of each daylight. So tefillas ha'shachar ad chatzos means till the middle of the day, which would mean till the sixth halachic hour, because there are 12 in the daytime, so six. And if we, for argument's sake, would consider 6 a.m. to be the beginning of the day and 6 p.m. to be the end of the day, so then chatzos would be high noon, 12 noon. There's no discussion about the beginning time of the shacharis prayer here, but since ideally you should only bring the tamid shel shachar from after sunrise, therefore the proper time to say shacharis is only after sunrise. B'di'evid, or in extenuating circumstances, one may pray even before sunrise from alos shachar, from the beginning of the day, which would mean, by the way, that you can actually, the time for saying b'di'evid under extenuating circumstances, like if you had a plane to catch or something, and you couldn't pray it after sunrise for whatever reason, so actually you could pray at an earlier time, shachar shmona esrei, than saying shema, because shema has to be only from mishiyakir, let's call it 50 some minutes before sunrise, whereas this, let's say, is 72 minutes for argument's sake before sunrise. In any case, that's shachris. The reason for that, again, is because that's the time, till chatzos is until the time when the tamid shel shachar could be brought. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad arba shaos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have the first 4 hours of the day, meaning if it's from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so until 10 a.m., let's call it. After that, it's no longer called boker, morning time, and the pasuk does simulate morning time for the tamid, and since it's not morning, says Rabbi Yehuda, you can't bring it anymore. The halach is a lachachili, you should finish by the fourth hour, and you should daven shachas by the fourth hour, that's called zman tefila. But b'di'evid, if one didn't pray by the fourth hour, he still can and must pray his shachar's prayer until chatzos. Tefila sa mincha, the afternoon prayer. The word mincha usually would mean like a meal offering of flour and oil, etc. Here, it's perhaps, according to Tosos, paralleling the meal offering that was brought after the Tamid shel bein harbaim, because the tamid and both of the tamid and our olos, they're burnt offerings that have with them minachos, these meal offerings of the company. And according to Tosfos, at least the word mincha refers to those offerings that are coming in the after the bein harbaim, the afternoon tamid. The Ramban understands mincha as a lashon like of setting, of nach, of coming to rest, meaning the sun is coming to rest at the end of the day. Whatever the case, the Mishnah says, tefilas ha-mincha, the afternoon prayer, the deadline is ad ha'erev, until evening. Now, according to the Bar Tanura, who we follow here, evening means nightfall. So that would mean way after shkia, way after sundown. Still, there's still light in the sky, and it's not yet night. So he says tisha. It goes on until tisha chech, until it gets dark outside. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that it wouldn't be dark proper, because the deadline, of course, wouldn't continue until what's called ben hashmashos, but at least for, you know, till a quarter of an hour, maybe 18 minutes before what we might call Rabbeinu Tam, that's called 72 minutes after sundown. So until, you know, 18 minutes before that is 54 minutes after sundown, you could still have Daven Mincha in that time. Rabbi Huda disagrees. He says Ad Plaga Mincha. Now, to understand what that means, you have to understand that the following. The afternoon is divided into two main time periods. One's called Mincha Gedola, one's called Mincha Katana. The earliest time that the carbon tamid shel bein harbaim, the afternoon carbon, could be brought in the Beis Hamikdash is at 6.5 hours. It's called 12:30 p.m. So the first half an hour is there just as to give some wiggle room so that no one should make a mistake and bring it too early. So the first half an hour of past noon, no korbanos, and therefore no tefillos can be brought. The other remaining 5.5 hours are divided into two sections, the larger section of 3 hours and the smaller section of 2.5 hours. So the bigger section of 3 hours from, let's call it 12:30 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. You could think of that also as 6.5 hours to 9.5 hours. It's called Mincha Gedola. And then the last 2.5 hours until the end of the day, sundown is from, let's call it from 9.5 hours until 12 hours, or from, let's call it 3:30 till 6 p.m. Those 2.5 hours, that 2.5 hour period, is called Mincha Katana. Now, normally the ideal time the proper time, the normal time that the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim was brought was in Mincha Katana at exactly 9.5 hours. The normal procedure was they would shecht on a normal day. They would shecht the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the afternoon Tamid, at 8.5 hours. That's called 2:30 p.m. It would take an hour to process. They have to flay it. They have to clean out the insides and so on. And then after an hour, they could get it on the Mizbeach. That would be done at 9.5 hours, at 3:30. So that's, since that's the time that normally the actual Ola makes it to Mizbeach, that becomes the ideal time to pray. The Rambam actually amazingly paskins that l'chachila, a person shouldn't pray before 9.5 hours mincha. Of course, you're yotzi b'diavad from 6.5 hours, but l'chachila not before 9.5 hours. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, paskins like the Rambam, that a person shouldn't daven mincha before 9.5 hours. In case you haven't noticed, the world is very makel today, and many people daven mincha gedola and so on. But in any case, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. In any case, that second period, Mincha Katana, from 9.5 to 12 hours, from what we might call 3:30 till 6 p.m. So that is called Mincha Katana. And if you divide that in half, that's called plag. Plag means half, like the chatzot. But we can't call it chatzot here in Hebrew because chatzot means midday. So we use the Aramaic term plag, like some expressions you might recognize with plag. Aramaic terms like bar plugta, the person who argues with him, right? Or palginan dibure, to divide one's speech into two parts, etc. So plag ha-mincha means halfway through mincha ketana. And if mincha ketana is 2.5 hours long, that would mean that half of mincha ketana is 1.25 hours long. Excuse me, 1.25 hours long. And so plag ha-mincha happens 1.25 hours before the end of the day. If the day is 12 hours minus 1.25, you get 10.75, or we might call 4:45 p.m. So 10.75 is the day, or 4:45 p.m. on this theoretical perfect 12-hour day clock, is plag ha-mincha. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the deadline. After plag ha-mincha, it's already time for Mariv, not mincha anymore. You can't daven mincha anymore. So the Tanakhama holds you have until the end of the day, and Rabbi Yehuda says you have just until plag ha-mincha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after plag ha-mincha, it's Mariv time. According to the Tanakhama, you can't daven... Did I say that correctly? I'm sorry, let me repeat myself. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after plag ha-mincha, it's Mariv time. And according to the Tanakhama, Marv doesn't begin until after Mincha time ends, at the end of the day, after darkness kicks in, or at least till after Shkia, sundown. Fine. Lahalacha, just by the way, the Gemara does not resolve that machlokas. It says, if you do like Rabbi Yehuda, you're Yotzi. If you do like Tanakhama, you're Yotzi. But you have to pick one or the other. If you don't, it's called the Tarte de Sasre. That's self-contradicting, and therefore you can't, for example, in the first half of Mincha Katana, in the second half of Mincha Katana, you can't daven both Mincha and Mariv, because it's only valid for Mincha, according to Tanakhama, and it's only valid for Mariv, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't daven that way. Instead, what people often do is they'll daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, and then time it so that exactly right after Plag HaMincha comes Mariv, and then you can daven Mariv. That's what people do many times on Friday afternoons if they bring Shabbos in early. Worth noting is that the Shulchan Aruch seems to understand that you have to choose one or the other, either the second half of Plag HaMincha is Mincha Marav time, and stick to it forever, ostensibly, although the minhag seems to be quite loose and from day to day pick and choose, but in the same day you certainly cannot pick and choose. Mishnah continues on, Tefilas HaErev, the evening prayer, that's our Marav, Ein La Kva, it doesn't have a fixed time. That is to say that the whole night is acceptable for davening Marv. There's no particular time in the night, no set hours. As long as it's nighttime, you can daven Marv from sundown, let's call it, all the way until Alos HaShachar, first light the next morning. It could have said exactly that. It could have said the whole night. The reason it said Ein La Kva, it has no fixed time, because Kva just means fixed. And it's not necessarily Kavu, it's not fixed in as much as really Mikra Din. And that's what the Tana is saying here, that Marv is a Rishus, not a Chova. Finally, the Mishnah says, Vishal Musafin Kolayom, the time for the Musaf prayers, which parallel the Musaf and the additional offerings that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. So those Musaf prayers are eligible to be brought throughout the whole day, just as the Musaf offerings brought the whole day. And therefore, Kolayom, any time during the day is acceptable for a Musaf. Ideally, you should, since the Musaf offering was only brought after the Tamid Shel Shachar and before the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, ideally you should pray your Musaf after Dami Shachras and before Mincha. That's the proper thing to do. And now there's a Girsa question, if this is included or not, where it says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shaos. Rabbi Yehuda, according to some versions of Mishnayos, and the ones that most are printed today as a Mishnah anyways, have it. Rabbi Yehuda says the cutoff is 7 hours of the day. It's not clear why Rabbi Yehuda says you can't bring a Musaf past Musaf Tefillah past 7 hours, since the Musaf Korban could be brought past 7 hours. But the halacha is, based really on a Mora, not in this Rabbi Yehuda, that if a person who davens after the seventh hour of the day Musaf, meaning he delays Musaf until after the seventh hour, is called the Poshea, he's called negligent, and that's improper, and therefore the din is a person should l'chadchila daven Musaf before the seventh hour of the day.